The date is the 19th of October, 2001. This is an interview with Police Chief, Durango Police Chief Al Bell at the Durango Police Station. And the interviewer is Whitney Fletcher Howell with Fort Lewis College as a project for Southwest Studies 496. Our topic today is community relations. Alright, well, can you start by summarizing the role of the police department or the mission of the police department?
Well, you have several different missions of public safety, which the police department is a part. And of course, the first and the basic and really the only statutory requirement of a police department is to enforce laws.
Right, okay.
So, but above and beyond that, then you have the service. You know, how does the police department involve itself within the community? How does the police department become a part, an active part within the community? The Durango Police Department, we work very close with a lot of victims groups.
Okay.
We have 55 community projects, presentations, or programs that we're involved in. We sit on many different community committees. We interact within the community, with the citizens.
Okay.
So, you know, what you really need to do as a law enforcement agency is you need to go above and beyond what your statutory requirements are. In order to go above and beyond what your statutory requirements are to become a really involved member of the community is you have to have the resources to do that.
Okay.
And so, you know, the city of Durango has been very good to us to give us the amount of money that we need to facilitate our community involvement. A good example would be the school resource officer program. We have a full-time officer in each of the middle schools.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a full-time officer in Durango High School. And they're in the schools to assist students to become involved in student activities. They help teach. They also perform some law enforcement functions within the schools. So, you know, that's quite a commitment when you're talking about three officers, salaries, equipment, uniforms,
yeah,
things along that line.
Great. So can you describe the community that the police department services, like how your department perceives the community that they work with?
Well, Durango's a very diverse community. You know, you have different jurisdictions, and the Durango Police Department's legal jurisdiction is the city limits of Durango.
Okay.
Within the city limits of Durango, obviously you have the college.
Mm-hmm.
You have different diversities within the town itself. You have the business district, so you're dealing with businesses. You have satellite areas such as, you know, you got Boda Park, you got the malls, you got Walmart. So you not only have the downtown business district, you have satellite business districts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you have within the community itself, you have diversity. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you work and you effectively, you know, operate with all the different diversities within the city.
Right. Do you find that there's a certain group within the community that needs more policing, whether it's the college or whether it's the business community or...
The business community probably needs more than any other part of the community. And that's simply because, you know, it's a concentrated area. You have a lot of different types of businesses down there. You have the bars, if you will, so you have alcohol-related problems. The business district also draws a lot of transient individuals that need a lot of services.
Mm-hmm.
And so they demand a lot of resources.
Okay.
So I would say of all the different areas of the town and the different the business district would...
Takes the most effort?
I don't know if it takes the most effort, because you give effort to every right. every area, but it takes a lot of resources.
Okay. Can you describe the Spanish-speaking community in Durango?
In what way?
Who does it consist of, and what's your interaction with them? And
you know, I don't know if we have any more or any less interaction with the Spanish-speaking individuals or community in Durango than we have with others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they make up a substantial part of Durango. They, you know, we have a lot of interaction with them as well as we do all the other groups. I don't know if we specifically, you know, pick any group out. We try to interact with all parts. You know.
So, does it wind up that there's no special needs that they have either? Whereas, not just to say that they don't commit more crimes, but do they also not have any special needs?
Actually, I think, you know, and please do not hold me to these percentages.
Okay.
I think the Hispanic population of Durango is about 10 or 11% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we're mandated through federal guidelines to keep statistics
mm-hmm.
on who's arrested, the race, the age, that sort of thing.
Right.
And they're probably less. Mm-hmm. They probably
less than their population.
Less than the population. There's several groups in town that you know support give different. Opportunities to the Hispanic population.
Mm-hmm.
As far as law enforcement is concerned, you know, we provide equal treatment to all.
Right.
So we don't have a special program just for, you know, maybe
right.
the Hispanic heritage. So, you know, our school programs, our community programs, they're open to all. We don't target a specific group.
Right. Okay. Do you find that you get many calls from that community, maybe?
Not any more than we do any other community, any other part of the community. In
okay.
fact, probably a little less.
Okay. All right. And what about, I'm wondering, because the immigrant community is growing, I'm wondering if you guys have any special programs for the police force to maybe diversity workshops or something like that to work on just understanding this growing community at all?
We give mandatory training each year in diversity.
Mm-hmm.
We're training an instructor right now, getting an instructor up to the ability to teach. I can't remember the exact name of it. It's like street officer Spanish.
Mm.
So officers can have a somewhat of a knowledge of the Spanish language, so there's a little better means of communicating on the street.
Uh-huh.
Outside of that, you know, there isn't anything.
Right. So right now there's not anybody who speaks Spanish on the force, but there's going to be somebody?
No, we have two or three individuals on the force who speak Spanish.
But that's not their specialty, as far as...
Well, they're not on the force simply to, you know, to work with the Spanish-speaking,
right.
you know,
But this new person... We'll have more interaction specifically with them.
Well, it's not a new person. What we're doing is we're taking a sergeant,
okay.
and we're training that sergeant to the level so that sergeant then can take that education
okay.
and transfer it on to the other officers.
Great.
So we can do in-house training in the Spanish language to
right.
assist the officers in their better communication on the street.
Okay, great. And then, all right, two more things. Or actually, maybe three. do you know much about the historical relationship between the Spanish-speaking community and the Durango Police Office? I mean, department?
You know, years ago, there was, and I can't tell you, I've been chief since 1993.
Okay.
Prior to that, I was with the Sheriff's Department. And I know that in the past, years ago, that there had been an adversarial effect, if you will. And I don't know if it was perception or real, but perception is real to the person that has the perception.
Uh-huh.
So there was the relationship was not a good relationship. I believe that is past. There still may be some hard feelings, if you will, from some of the members of the Hispanic community. But I do not feel today that we have a very good relationship with the Hispanic community. We work hard in all the areas. You know, there's a lot of other, you know, different individuals in town, different races, different creeds, different,
right.
You know, where we really are, as a Durango, we really are a very diverse community.
Right.
So I think it's incumbent upon the department to work the same with everybody.
Right.
And that's really been our philosophy and our mission and our values the last 8 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the issues that are in the past have been resolved and we've moved forward.
Uh-huh.
Not there couldn't be some hard feelings
left over. Right.
And those all we can do is keep doing the best we can and developing the best relationship we can.
Right.
And continue to move forward and hope those diminish over time. And I think
right.
they have. I really think they have. I think we have right now a good relationship with all aspects of the community.
Good. Do you know, I'm not that familiar with that because I haven't really done too much research on it, but do you know maybe how long ago that was really feeling strong? Any animosity? Or?
I'd say at least 15 years ago.
Okay. And I'm a little, I know that it's doesn't really have anything to do with you guys, but I'm wondering a little bit about the INS. And I know that they just recently opened an office here. And I'm wondering how that figures into what kind of relationship you guys have with the INS. And
basically, well, there isn't. I mean, it's another law enforcement agency, so you have a working relationship with all law enforcement agencies.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't actively work with the INS. The INS is basically there for support in case we run across a illegal alien who has committed a violation of the law.
Okay.
Because if somebody who is in the country legally, and you got to understand, I know there's a lot of concentration on Mexico, but there's a lot of other countries that people come into the United States illegally from.
Right.
So if you come across an illegal alien in the United States that's committed a crime,
mm-hmm.
then you, as a local law enforcement officer, you cannot arrest because they're illegal. You can arrest them because they've committed a crime.
Okay.
But you can't arrest because they're illegal.
Okay.
Okay, so what you do is you contact the INS and you say, we have an individual who is in the United States illegally who has committed a crime. They then come in and process the fact that they're in the United States illegally.
Okay.
So that's their jurisdiction. It is not our jurisdiction. We can't arrest somebody simply because they're in the United States illegally.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, pretty much my last thing is just, are there any areas where you think relations could be improved with this community? I know you say that they're great, and
well,
I believe it. I just
the thing you have to understand. I go back to the fact that the philosophy of the Durango Law Enforcement Police Department is to be involved in the community,
uh-huh.
to provide services to the people who are not breaking the law. Okay. To go out and help and be part of the community, to assist the community wherever we can, to be involved in the community wherever we can. But our basic function is to enforce laws.
Mm-hmm.
And when you enforce laws, even if you enforce the laws in a caring manner, you treat people with dignity, You know, you do it without any bias whatsoever. You're still arresting people and you're still taking away their freedom.
Right.
Okay? So you're not always going to be looked upon in the most favorable light.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah,
when you do your job.
Right.
All right. What you do is you do your job, but you do it, like I say, in a caring manner. You treat people with dignity and you minimize the effect as much as you can, but you still have to enforce the law.
Right.
And you still have to protect the other citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So then the other part of the community, you try to be as much involved in as you can.
Okay.
And you just hope for the best.
Right. Okay, great. Well, that's super helpful.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.